Welcome back to Liquidity and Liquor. I'm Scott DeClaire. I'm here with Yosef Martin. Today we're speaking about mentoring. And mentoring is a topic that gets thrown around a lot. It's a buzzword. So I think that it's really important to define how mentors can actually help people.
How to choose a mentor.
How to choose a mentor that's actually suitable for you. So what's thoughts on mentorship? Did you have mentors?
Yeah, that's the thing. Today I was reading a text young entrepreneur over here texted me and DM me on Instagram, and he was asking me, how did I choose mentors? Because he got to a point, he has a leadership company where he coaches entrepreneurs how to build organizations. And he himself got into a pickle where he said, I'm stuck. I want to reach 100 million in sales and I'm stuck at a certain point and I'm not sure what is it. And I know it's within me and I need a mentor, but I'm not sure how to go about that. And it was something I had to take it all in, because I never had a mentor. You gotta understand, I'm 45 years old. When I started about 20 years ago, Tony Robbins and the whole world of mentoring wasn't a thing. It was so small compared to what it is today. Today you have a million Tony Robbins wannabes, right? You can't really tell who's the good one, who's not, right? All the wannabes, right? But then who's good and who's not? And the fact that you have so much content, motivational content on social media, back then we didn't have any of this. You just had to figure it out.
And how do you even know that the person who says that they know what they're talking about knows what they're talking about?
It's the biggest question, right?
Yeah.
How? I don't know, right? Especially when you're lost. So when I told them, I said, look, I didn't have mentors per se, but what I did do is I brought consultants first that were specialized in what I'm searching for. So think of if you have...
And that is a mentor, basically.
It is a mentor, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're right, right? So start going from the broad, generalized person that's going to tell you, think big, don't give up, keep on... To, no, you have a body shop, but you're missing business on all the German automobiles. Why don't you go and specialize? This is how you fixed the crankshaft on this model, and that's 80% of the problems in all... This is kind of like the specialized one. Now you have a new skill set. Now you can put it in your business. Now you're going to grow the business, right? Or you want to know marketing for your business in your local area. This is how you do it. So that was very specialized people that help you grow. But yet, I felt like, and I've done this all the way throughout. That was my, everything else, how do you think big? How do you move big? I had to figure it out. And eventually, when I thought about this, I said, why was it that it was working for me to scale to what I got, to close to 500 million in sales? And many people got stuck. They got the skill sets all right, but the head is not there. That's when you do need to go to a generalized mindset, right? Now, just because I didn't have a mentor doesn't mean I didn't need that type of a mentor. Maybe I would have been in a much bigger place. But I want us to go back to an episode that we had with Sterling, mm-hmm. right? Griffin Sterling. And it was a part that he came from. If you haven't listened to any one of the listeners, if you guys haven't listened to that podcast, you should check it, because there's a part where Sterling Griffin was homeless, turned a multimillionaire within 18 months mm-hmm. after going to Tony Robbins, right? And I said, it can't be real that some motivation can impact someone so big. And he said, well, there's one thing he said at the end of 2 or 3 days, a motivational coaching course that he gave everybody. And he said, proximity is power, right?
But there's another point in that too, mm-hmm. that I think is a really good thing to take away from Sterling's story and mentorship. And you've done it as well with your consultants. The reason why Sterling was successful and the reason why you were successful is because you found somebody that did the exact thing that you needed to do. So Sterling modeled his business off of the exact business model that his mentor was teaching.
Precisely.
So it wasn't just
general
motivation. Yeah. It was the mentor has done the exact thing and I'm going to do that exact thing and monetize it the same way and build it the same way.
In his case, he's teaching. That's what he does, right?
That's exactly what he does.
He's a mentor, and then he teaches people how to...
Have a very high value skill and then go into the market and then sell it to a group at a very
high price.
In other
words, what you're saying, if you're looking for, say, a Tony Robbins inspiration to build your body shop, it might not hit the nail on the head.
But if you have somebody who's built a body shop, and not just built a body shop recently, And if you can, get more specific. So same demographic, same location, same type of cars, same type of revenue. You have to find somebody that's done the exact thing that you need to do and you want to do. And that's the person that's going to teach you the best.
Absolutely.
And it also...
And I'll tell you why it's so relatable, right, by the way. Because, and here's where it comes different, right? Because you can hear all those motivational speakers speaking. It's one ear out the other, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're saying, well... Everything. Why is it that proximity is power? Proximity for what? What I'm going to be around billionaires. Why am I going to change because I'm around them? Why? Well, depends. Not necessarily you're going to change. Lots of people are around billionaires. Are they all turning billionaires? No. Few are. Few that have already something that they build. And when they listen, when they see how they operate, they get a perspective. But what happens is when you go and you run a business, and you want to grow to the next level, you got to be uncomfortable. And the reason you get uncomfortable, it's not because you're doing something difficult. It's because your subconscious is not your conscious. Okay, your conscious tells you this is what we need to do to grow. But your subconscious is there to protect you from a failure. So it says, don't do that. Go to the obvious one. Go to what we already have done in the past because we know it works. Don't change. It stops you from
change. That's 99%
of people, right? Yeah. But yet when you are around people that are doing something that you have not done, your subconscious does not see it as a risk anymore because he sees everyone else is doing it. Here is the motivation. I will remove those barriers and the fear that I injected into you. Now go and get that. That's why proximity is power, because you've seen people doing something that you haven't done and it's no big deal. You said, well, I have friends that are successful. Why am I not? Well, how much time are you spending with them versus other people that this is your core? This is your element. This is your base. This is your box. You may be spending too much time with people that are their gravitation pulse is bigger than everybody else. So you got to move from Earth gravitation to the sun gravitation, and you have to push harder to get there mentally.
You have to be open to it too. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of billionaires that have people that work for them that don't become billionaires, like you said, but there are people that start working with these individuals and all of a sudden, like, they start making moves like Sterling, like anyone else, and then they become quite successful themselves.
Correct.
So there's a lot of people that work under Tony Robbins that are probably still making 100K a year. There's a lot of people that work under Tony Robbins that are now multi-millionaires.
Absolutely. And I think the point that you said was true, because he was going in the same exact business, so he was able to duplicate what they did.
He was able to duplicate. And one more thing about mentors, too. I think that sometimes we think they have to be, like, bigger than us or better than us. You can have mentors that the relationship is symbiotic. So you're looking to them to learn something that they're great at, and they can be looking to you to learn something that you're good at as well. So it doesn't always have to be like you're just taking from them and learning from them. It can be
that would be a great mentor then.
That would be, right? The best
because
mentor.
Because he's actually listening.
Yeah.
And he's trying to hear you. He's hearing you. He's not just listening to you, trying to think of the next answer.
Mentor doesn't have to be like, you know, somebody's ancient who is only teaching.
That's his business. Yeah, it doesn't have to be his business.
No, it doesn't have
be. You know what could be the best mentor you can ever have? And it was definitely for me. Your competitors.
That's true.
Competitors done what you've done. You sit down, your friends, you share advices with each other. Don't be worried about sharing with your competitors. Do it. They're doing exactly what you do.
Yeah.
They fell in something that you're about to do and fell away. So mentors can be your competitors.
All right. Okay. That's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or on liquidityandliquor.com.